ओम शांति। 20th July 2018, टुडे इज फ्राइडे। टुडे इज ब्लेसिंग इज मे यू बी अ मास्टर अलमाइटी अथॉरिटी हु गिव सोल्स हु आर फार अवे द एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ क्लोजनेस विथ योर पावर ऑफ स्पिरिचुअलिटी विद इंस्ट्रूमेंट्स ऑफ साइंस थिंग्स दैट आर फार अवे are experienced to be close. Similarly, with the divine intellect, you can experience things that are far away to be close. Just as you see souls who are living with you very clearly, you speak to them, you give and take cooperation from them. Similarly, with the power of spirituality, you can give souls who are far away the experience of closeness. For this you need to be a master almighty authority. Remain stable in the complete and perfect stage and the power of your thoughts clean. So Baba is talking about science. With science, things that were far away have come closer. In the similar manner, with divine intellect, with the power of spirituality, with the stage of Master Almighty Authority, with remaining stable in complete and perfect stage, with the power of your clean thoughts, Sankalp Shakti, you can give any souls the experience of being close. Just as the souls who are around you, you talk with them, you see them clearly, you give them something or you take cooperation from them, whatever, the same things can happen in the field of spirituality, with the power of spirituality and with the divine intellect. And what is needed is Master Almighty Authority stage, complete and perfect Sampanna Sampurna stage, and the power of your clean thoughts, Sankalpa Shakti, purity of power of thought. So when these things are there, just as science is doing wonders, you can also do wonder with the power of spirituality. So this is today's blessing. In the world of science, they talk about telepathy. Telepathy is a wireless communication. There is a sender and there is a receiver, and there is a huge gap in between. The receiver and sender might be in different countries, and there is a lot of work going on in the field of mental telepathy. How thoughts can be transferred, how thought waves can go from one place to another, how wireless communication can occur. Just as we have mobile, and with the mobile we can see somebody and talk with him, in the similar manner, without using any instrument or any paraphernalia of science, we can communicate with souls. This is known as spiritual telepathy. This is not a new thing. People down the ages have been practicing this for a very long time. But now even science talks about what is known as spiritual telepathy. So in spiritual telepathy, we do communicate with others there is something which is known as mental telepathy, which is already there in the world. Ages we have seen in our lives also, we have done many times mental telepathy without knowing that this is mental telepathy. For example, there is a mother. There is a huge list of examples of mental telepathies. There is a mother who is praying for her child, and the child has left home, and her son has decided not to go back home, and she prays, and her prayers is so intense that her son, no matter in which corner of the world he is, feels that instant pull and he traces his steps back home. This is an instance of mental telepathy. Or a father wanted his son to become a Christian missionary, and the son had liking, propensity for worldly jobs and tendency, worldly occupation. And one day the father is praying very, very intensely to God to make his son a missionary. And the son at that point of time is sitting in some bar, and suddenly he gets the thought, the strong pull, and he decides to become missionary. So this is an instance for mental telepathy. In the similar manner, there is a servant, a female servant in a house, and she is going out somewhere with her master, and she sees some dress outside and she likes that dress, but it is very costly and she cannot have it. And it is shown that she is praying intensely for that dress. And after a few days, the master is going out with some of his friends somewhere, and the friend who has seen this servant feels that this dress would suit on your servant well, and he purchases that dress and gives a gift to that girl. So these are all the instances of mental telepathy. There is a doctor and he is defeated by one difficult case, and in spite of all the investigations, they are unable to find out the diagnosis, the disease. And one day he is sitting and praying, and suddenly he feels, or he gets to understand, there is something stuck, some needle in the throat of the patient. And immediately the patient is investigated in that line, and with the uses of magnet and other things, that needle is pulled out. So all these are the instances of mental telepathy. This is known in the world, and they do practice, and there are various scientific techniques to achieve mental telepathy. Two people sit together, there is a wall in between. One person is trying to send thought to the other group or the other person. The other person tries to catch that thought. He is known as a receiver. And this is done in the scientific manner. And the results are amazing. So, definitely the world of telepathy is very big. But now, there is something which is known as spiritual telepathy as well. Lot of people have written books on this spiritual telepathy. Baba is telling us five things in today's blessing about this spiritual telepathy. Just as you meet somebody, you talk with him, you feel him, you see him, you exchange things with him, you give and take things with him, in the similar manner, the souls who are far away, you are sitting somewhere here, and a group of soul is far away here. You can communicate with them and they can get the feeling of closeness whilst being away. Is it possible? Baba says yes. This is possible with five things. First, Divya Drishti, divine drishti or intellect, with divine intellect. Second, power of spirituality, ruhaniyat. These are the great powers of the world. Third, master, almighty authority stage. Fourth, when you are situated in sampanna and sampurna, complete and perfect stage. And fifth, sankalp shakti swachhata, the power of thought, when it becomes clean and clear, that time mental spiritual telepathy can occur. So these are the five things from today's blessing which Baba is saying are needed to have spiritual telepathy. First is divine intellect. With this divine intellect, you can give soul the experiences of being close. Now the question is, what is divine intellect? An intellect which is not worldly, an intellect which is not temporal, an intellect which is not drowned in worldliness is a divine intellect. Divine intellect means an intellect which has recognized the Father. A divine intellect is an intellect which has divine vision. Next Sunday's one part of the Murli is completely on this divine intellect and power of spirituality. With this, you can do wonders. A divine intellect is a spiritual intellect. A divine intellect is not being worldly minded. A divine intellect is not being money minded. A divine intellect is driven by spiritual force, by spiritual power. A divine intellect thinks in a divine manner, not the worldly manner. The language of divine intellect is silence. Divine intellect flourishes in solitude. And the greater the solitude, the greater one achieves that divine intellect. So divine intellect is a goal, is an aim. To have the divine intellect is one of the blessings of life. Divine intellect knows how to judge, to discriminate, to discern things, to understand, to imbibe, to recognize, to find out what is right and what is wrong, what is correct and what is incorrect, what to do and what not to do, what is essence and what is essenceless, what is truth and what is falsehood. All these things are there in the divine intellect. So, attempt to make our intellect as divine as possible, and it should get rid of all the filth of the world, all the dirt of vices, all the impurities, emotional impurities. And on this side, so all the impurities should go away. Then the intellect will become divine. Then the intellect will become spiritual, unearthly. So this is the first thing out of the five things which are needed for spiritual telepathy. Spiritual telepathy, the first thing needed is divine intellect. This is the first, divine intellect. The second thing which is needed is power of spirituality. Power of spirituality. Power of spirituality is nothing but yogbal. Power of spirituality is power of the soul. And the soul becomes powerful by awakening. And the soul becomes powerful only when somebody is in the soul conscious stage for a long time. Soul become powerful, the power of spirituality come when we stop seeing bodies. And the soul sees only souls. The stop ceases to be body conscious. The soul stops seeing all the bodies. And all the triggers for body consciousness, when they cease, that time the power of spirituality come. Yesterday, one sister, she is a Kumari, and she told me, from last 6 months she has started living in the center. And daily, from 9 to 11, they watch television. She has recently started living in the center, and she was intense effort maker earlier. But from last 6 months, from the time she has started living in the center, she has started watching television every day from 9 to 11 p.m. along with the six sisters who are there. So I did not feel bad for her, but I felt bad for those sisters who are staying there. All television, all movies, all serials, they make one body conscious. Because you see bodies moving, you see bodies talking, you see everything related to the body. And there is no control. And it is not that, as that Kumari said, it is not that I am interested in it. But I do see every day, and it has become a sort of addiction. Because she says she has to sleep in the same room where the television is there. Now how to get rid of this new virus which has infected the soul? So power of spirituality will not come when you see bodies. And when we see television, when we see any video, when we see anything in the television, any movie, no matter how good it is, any serial, any advertisement, even for that matter sports, but everything do make us body conscious. So how can one accumulate the power of spirituality when one is so much body conscious? Because even if one is soul conscious and one has done yoga for 1 hour, and after that he comes out and he starts seeing serial or television or some movie. Now she was saying they sleep at 11 o'clock. Now whatever you have seen on the television, the same thing you will remember even at Amrit Vela. And all of them get up for Amrit Vela. It's not that any one of them is missing Amrit Vela. They are very punctual and regular for Amrit Vela. But they are also punctual and regular for watching television. They are powerful souls. No matter, they have a very strong link with Baba. But whatever you see, that enters. Whatever that you see a story. A girl falling in love with boy and running away and doing something or other. Now next day you would start remembering Baba. So those things you will remember. In today's Murli also Baba said, Ashik Mashuk. They become Ashik. They become lover for the sake of Vikar, vice. The last paragraph of today's Murli. Their love is not for sake of love. That is for the sake of vice. So the power of spirituality is needed. And that will not come to the soul who is trapped in some vices or some addiction. In one of the Sakar Murlis long back, about 2-3 months back, Baba had said, only those who are out of the daldal, out of the mire, has only the one who is out of the mire has the power, shakti, to pull others out of the mire. Not all. So one who is himself or herself caught in this daldal or maya of sadhan may not have spiritual power. So the third thing which is required for spiritual telepathy, for communication with soul, to give them experience of closeness or proximity of God, is spiritual power. And the third thing is Master Sarva Shaktivan, Master Almighty Authority. This stage of Master Almighty Authority. I am full of all powers. All powers are within me. I am full of that. All the energies of this cosmos. When such feeling is there, not a trace of weakness, imperfection, that time you can give this experience of spiritual telepathy to the soul. And the fourth is Sampanna and Sampurna stage, complete and perfect stage. When one is situated in that, thinking this higher consciousness, this spiritual high vibrational statements will help somebody to do spiritual telepathy, can send out vibrations. I see souls in front of my eyes and I send out vibrations, whichever vibrations I want. That soul may be in any corner of the world. Now this seva is going to increase. The seva of speech is going to decrease. The seva of mental spiritual telepathy is going to increase. Just as in last Sunday Murli Baba had said, just as Brahma Baba sat at one place and spread the vibrations everywhere. Whenever there used to be any wave of sorrow, he would sit day and night and send vibrations. Sakash. So this form of Sakash is very important. To be double light and send out vibrations. To sit at one place, send out vibrations. Without going there, assuming an angelic body and reaching places and giving souls what they want, what they desire, to fulfill their unfulfilled desires, to quench their spiritual thirst, is the call of the time now. So the increase, the seva of Sakash or spiritual telepathy is going to increase. So the fourth thing which is needed is getting situated in that complete and perfect form. And the last, fifth, Sankalp Shakti Ki Shuddhata, clarity, cleanliness, purity of the power of thought. Thought power should be made clean. What are the things that influence the thoughts? One has to do this antar nirikshan, inner analysis, self-checking, to find out what are the things that come and influence my thought. Do not get influenced by anything of this world, any soul, any word, anything, any action of anybody. Remain uninfluenced. So these are the five things which are needed to have spiritual telepathy. Increase, make the intellect divine as possible. Filter out all the worldliness, all the things which are polluting the intellect, contaminating the intellect, which is an alloy. All the things that make one body conscious. Seeing bodies make one body conscious. Even if somebody is soul conscious, but when he starts seeing the bodies, after some time, he will become body conscious. So, stop seeing bodies. Situate in the higher consciousness of higher self-esteem, that is Master Almighty Authority. And fourth, your complete perfect stage. Invoke that stage, Avahan, on and off. And the last, power of thought. This is a big topic, power of thought. How to make the power of thought powerful, clean, clear, pure. With these five things, Baba says, you can talk with soul, you can give them what you want, you can take from them what you want, you can feel them, everything you do with them, just as you talk like this. When Vivekananda had approached his master for the first time, and he asked him, have you seen God? So Ramakrishna had said, yes, I have seen God. I talk with him. Just as I talk with you, I talk with my mother, Kali. Just as I see you, I see her. Just as I feel you, I feel her. Just as you answer, she answers. That was the answer that made that logical man to stop and think for the first time. Because such answer he had never received from anybody. So just as one does this, even with those deities, the same thing can happen with anybody here. With any soul, we can emerge and talk and experience. So this is known as spiritual telepathy. So work on this. Okay. Om Shanti.